Today's guest, David Williamson, joins us. Good to have you here, Dave.
Thanks. Nice to be back.
I call you Davis because we're almost the same age.
That's right. So, although I think I'm a little older than you.
A couple. Yes, a little bit. Anyway, I tell you, David Williamson, of course, artist, performer, sculptor, and several other things, too. He's just...
Yeah, let's put up a sign that says creativity.
There we go.
There's my address and phone number.
And got a picture of him underneath it there, right there. One of the things recently had a chance, back in October, I think is the first time, Oktoberfest coming up. And we knew that you'd been working with the Legion over in Ogden.
Yes.
To do a veterans monument or memorial. And again, the process started and you had some drawings and... had a cohort and did some performing during Oktoberfest. Well, you're back.
Well, we are. We're at sort of the next stage, coming up with Fun Days. Yeah. And my musical partner in this event is Pat Bodie, who many of our listeners would recognize from public broadcasting and public television. She used to do the state fair businesses with, Bill Riley and others. So, you know, she's a very familiar face. And is a harpist, plays this 100-year-old 47-string harp that people will see in Fun Days right after the parade.
It'll be there.
She'll be there. The two of us together were called Pulling Strings.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we did last week when we had an opportunity to visit with Shannon Safley and David Huntley about this, and David talked a little bit about how the Legion got involved with this putting this project together. He gave a brief description of it. We have a much better opportunity today because this is yours. This, the sculpture really that you're working on, you've titled it Deployment.
Yes. That's what we're referring to it as Deployment, because we're looking to find a gesture that contacted with the sort of the emotions that a human being would go through, a guy or gal who's serving as they leave their hometown. And then once they're away, certainly reflecting on their hometown and coming back home. And then most of them do, but not all, come back. And it's probably the same town, but it's a different place. Mm-hmm. And many of the vets that I've visited with, they say that they came back and they were also different people.
And that's one thing you did before you started this. You did visit with a lot of vets and talk to them about their feelings, their thoughts, what it was like for them.
Yes, very much so. I want all the creative processes that I'm involved with to be user-generated content, in the sense that who is going to use and build the artwork? I'm just, you know, they're the architects. I'm just the guy with the hammer and the nails. And so I want to know, what's your story? Tell us your story. And occasionally that makes its way into artworks that I'm doing, certainly in sculpture, but it also can make its way into the lyrics of songs.
Sure.
For 25, 26 years, I was a leadership trainer for Farm Bureau around the country. And, and I was over in Omaha, west of Omaha, working with a bunch of farmers. And one of them was a guy who had just come out of duty from years in Iraq and the real deal. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to acclimate back to the farm. So I asked them, how do you define courage? And this lyric came out of it. Mm-hmm. In a motel west of Omaha, sitting in a room with a couple dozen farmers and the meeting starting soon, I asked them all a question. What's it mean to you? Can you define courage? Most of them had no clue. Then I saw his jaw tighten. Then he raised his hand and said, well, since you're asking, this is where I stand. Bullets coming in through the windows, and I'm headed out. When it comes to courage, that's what I'm talking about. Dancing with the fire, living with the pain. When it comes to courage, it's got a lot of names.
Well, we know that the things that you put into the sculpture, and the big thing is that people are going to get a chance to actually see a scale model that you put together.
During the Fun Days event, I will have with us a metal sketch. Mm-hmm. The original drawings, real clean.
I mean, you can look at the drawings.
Yeah. Okay. And my music partner with Pulling Strings, Pat Bodie, said, well, it looks a little slick. Where's the gun smoke and grit? And so we cast some aluminum models of bricks and attach them to the two miniature columns. And it's roughly 12 inches tall, 12 inches wide, but that translates in the actual final sculpture, 12 feet high and 12 feet wide. But there is this big loop at the top that's made in the model out of stainless, but it starts at the left column, starts at home, the home base. Mm-hmm. And as it heads off into the sky, it narrows and swoops into a letter O, because when you're away, the home area is always on your mind.
It gets a little smaller as it goes up and around.
Yeah, because not everybody goes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not everybody comes back. But when you come back, and if you made it, you're a different person, and it feels like a little bit different town. So the gesture comes back to a second column. And on these columns are bricks large enough to have individual plaques in bronze, mm-hmm. for living and deceased veterans from the Ogden area. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be from Ogden originally. Like, they could have been here for a few years, did some work, and left. Mm-hmm. I know several people like that.
Sure.
And but somehow connected to the Ogden story.
You have on the return home side, I call it, over here on the right. You'll have the significance of the different military branches.
Yeah, six branches. And what we'll eventually do is design little castings that go three on each side. But I want to get involved with middle school kids in the Ogden area and get their take on how would they create a logo for Army? What would Navy mean to them? Because as Dave Huntley's Commander Huntley is quick to point out, that standing in one direction in front of the monument, you are looking towards downtown and people coming to see it. But standing the other way, you're looking back at an elementary school that used to be a middle school. These are where kids, the future of this community, are getting an education. And what they need to have an education about is the cost of freedom.
We do have, again, the plan is that this is going to be located in the park over in Ogden, and it was one of those things where, and I know Dave mentioned it when we visited with him too, Dave Huntley, that it's a destination.
Wanted
to be a place where people wanted to go and see it.
Yeah.
Kind of like people will go around and look at the Freedom Rocks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In fact, tie all of that together, because we're not too far from the National Military Cemetery as well. And so by the time you see the Ogden experience and travel around, see a few of the Freedom Rocks, and you zip down on Interstate 80 West right there, the National Cemetery for military. And so what the Ogden piece is addressing, that sometimes the other things don't, is the human story, the human emotion, the human spirit of the whole thing, and the challenges that people face in doing military service. I mean, I'm 75, and I told my wife, or she told me, actually, no more 21-foot ladders on these sculptures. But all these years, I've kept the liner to my dad's flak helmet from World War II in the studio. And I thought, you know, if he could wear that for 4 years in France, gunfire, all of that, I believe I can put on a hard hat for 3 years and do what we need to do to honor Ogden area vets.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, again, this people need to understand, this is a longer process.
Oh, sure.
It's not going to be showing up overnight, folks.
This is not two thumbs and, we're on the digital screen. Although, we do have a little video that people can look at. And
check out.
Yeah, and there'll be a QR code. We'll have photographs of the metal model at Fun Days as well. And every one of the photographs has a QR code that will link them directly on their phone to the video.
This is an opportunity, again. Last time, they got to see some pictures.
Sure.
This is a little bit of gunpowder and grit?
Gun smoke and grit.
Gun smoke and grit, yeah. But it is an opportunity. Actually, people will, okay, I see where you're headed.
Yeah, right.
And again, we still have a ways to go. And
oh,
obviously,
sure.
People would want to find out about committing? How can I help support the effort?
Yeah, absolutely. How do they get involved? And of course, I believe, now Dave told me that maybe even on the Fun Days weekend coming up on the 28th, on a Friday night, we'll actually be in the park around 5 o'clock, some of the vets and myself and Dave, possibly as a preview. Then the following day, on this coming Saturday, the 29th, for Ogden Fun Days, and right after the parade, we'll start some music. Pat Bodie and I have been pulling strings. Mm-hmm. And we will also play the tune Soldier On twice during this set from 11 to 12:30. Probably get going by 10:45 because we want music going when they come into the park. And they'll know, they'll recognize Pat from public television.
Oh, yeah. But Soldier On, I know we played that in the past and stuff. That's kind of one that you're tying to this a lot.
Very much. They have requested that we put the lyrics to Soldier on a bronze plaque on one of the brick columns. There's lyrics in there that if you've served, we're telling
you,
something.
You know what
I had a vet
there about.
At Oktoberfest come up out of the crowd after we played Soldier On, and he is. Eyes were filled with tears, and he couldn't say it, but his lips formed, "Thank you."
Mm-hmm. We know, again, these are just, it's not going to be a long performance, like you said. Yeah, it's over 12:30 or so, but an opportunity for people to make their way over and see more about it. It's going to be what the Legion will have a tent up
and, right there. Yeah, Shannon's got us a high traffic area, and we'll be on the stage from roughly 10:45 to 12:30, and then right after that we'll break down the equipment, and then Pat and I'll both be with the vets at their tent for the afternoon, so they can get up and close and they can touch the model and
Well, one of the things I know, and it's much easier to have you explain than the rest of us about. Once you see it, you get the concept.
Yeah,
what's going on? The columns, and I know you've talked about that in the past, because making those, or at least getting the brass plaques on there stuff. People, because they're going to want to understand what's happening.
Absolutely,
how it looks.
Well, we've gone from 2D to kind of semi 3D with a metal sketch. The curves of the big loop, 12 feet, there's a lot of subtle stuff going on. Yeah. Here at a 12-inch, you lose a lot in compression.
Sure. Yeah.
But nonetheless, you get a sense of it's a metallic, shiny object. It's a gesture that forms an O. And they
get to see location.
In the context of the location.
And you can look at different ways that can be... Right. Dressed up.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So, and this is the sort of thing, sometimes you go to art museums and they go, oh, please don't touch, please don't touch. But this Gunsmoke and Grit model, kids, adults, anybody can touch it. And there's also be a photograph they could take with them.
You've made a lot of things. People are, not afraid to let people touch them.
Oh, absolutely. So. You know, some of these outdoor projects like Charles City with Revival or Arch Alley in Jefferson or the state fairgrounds down the gates that we did with Project Aware out in the building the DNR has where all the aquariums are. There are five sets of gates that are 10 feet by 10 feet, weigh 1,000 pounds apiece. And that's all metal pulled out of Iowa rivers by canoeists on Project Aware.
Yeah. Someone built with it. I'll just give you a clue.
Trash is America's only growing natural resource.
You've done a lot of those programs for students around here.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity for people actually to see it. And once again, they can understand then why we call it deployment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And again, the performance, you're going to play more than just you'll do Soldier
On
a couple of times.
Absolutely. In fact, we were just, Pat and I were just in a recording studio up in Otho and got half a dozen new tunes that we'll share. Yeah, including a tune called I'm Just Working on My Tan.
That was me kayaking yesterday. So there we go. Just working on my tan.
Yeah.
Again, there's a great opportunity for people to get a firsthand look at what's going on. And again, if you're from Boone, if you're from Madrid, if you're from anywhere in Boone County and want to see what this is all about, stop by and check it out. At least now I can see, we're a whole step. I'm going to say more than one step, but
yes.
Several steps closer to what you're working on.
Realization, right.
And again, it's going to take some time to put everything together.
It takes some time and some resources, and that's a part of why we'll be at the park, is that people have an opportunity to figure out how can they get involved.
All right. Any other notes you have going on about, you're performing?
We are performing, again, like I said, 10:30, maybe about 10:45, right after the parade on Saturday. And so much, and of course, we'll do Soldier On, and mm-hmm. maybe we could just end with a little bit of the lyric there, because it talks about what some of these vets have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the thunder carried by the wind that rattles bones down under before the rain begins. Sometimes it's the lightning that strikes before we see the hole that's burning inside you and me. Soldier On.
And again,
Soldier On.
That's one of the many selections you'll be performing.
Oh, absolutely. So, including I'm Just Working On My Tan.
Just Working On My Tan. I do like that. Again, this is going to be fun days in Ogden on Saturday, really.
Yeah.
You'll have a little preview, or again, an opportunity for people to gather on maybe on Friday afternoon.
Friday night, but, I think. Yeah, about
Friday
5.
Night. But the Legion is going to be set up, and again, this is all going to be part of an opportunity for people to see what's going on and find out a little bit more about this. And I hate to say time-wise, because you really don't. This is a work in progress. Constantly.
Yeah, this is usually these projects are 3 to 5 year project. I'm guessing we're about a year in.
Yeah.
So another couple of years, there's an enormous amount of labor. But the resources have to be there as well.
Yep.
And that helps us make some decisions about stainless skin, wood fabricated, steel fabricated, stainless fabricated. And, all these are price points that shift.
Yep.
And we want to do what everybody involved thinks needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we've got to tell our story and get them to be a part of it as well.
So. Learn more about deployment, the sculpture for Ogden area veterans, and it's going to be during fun days this weekend. Check it out. Saturday, music.
Absolutely. Pulling Strings will be there, and Pat Bodie and I love to play in Ogden. So.
All right. I do appreciate you taking time to come in and visit with us this morning, kind of give us a first-hand look at it. We'll get a photo of this available both on social media
sure.
and also online,
yeah.
and let people have an opportunity to see what's going, and the QR code, which gives a little YouTube video about what's happening as well.
Yeah, it does, and we've got a little interview with Commander Huntley. And
all right.
So it's a real honor working with everybody, and it's always great to be with you, Jim.
Well, it was one of those things where they started... pandemic came in. We've had changeover. Number of veterans weren't there.
Yeah.
And one of the great things is we still have a World War II veteran that's going to participate.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. So John Heineman.
John Heineman. Yeah.
And again, that's that's a long history of
it
a lot
is,
of veterans.
And John's a neighbor of ours out at the farm. So
yeah. Has he seen what you talked about?
No,
yet?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Good.
That. This is only a few days old.
Well, that's true.
We just hatched it.
David Williamson, our guest, working on Deployment, the Ogden Veteran Sculpture. And we look forward to having a great turnout during Fun Days.
See everybody at Fun Days.
Thank you for joining us.